Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 28th and the 28th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And as we get towards the end of this adventure, I've been looking back and I've made a few notes as we went along of things that kind of stuck out with me that people did or things that interest me. So I've decided for the next 3 days, probably, Ken and I'll do the last one together on the way to Atlanta. I have sort of a bucket list of things that I've gotten from different people that they've encouraged me to do something, try something new, or something that I might want to do. So this is a bucket list from the Dog Days of Podcasting. And I don't have everybody tonight. That would be too long, but this is just the first day. The first would be Amy Bowen. And listening to her talk about sewing, I've always been like, oh, I'm not going to sew anything. And listening to her, I've kind of even started dabbling now into sewing some things on my own. So that's something she encouraged me to do and I want to do more of in the future. Chuck and T, I feel like I'm a dummy at podcasting most days. So when your newest book comes out, I would like to get your Podcasting for Dummies, the latest version, and possibly send it to you to be autographed or maybe take it to a DragonCon to be autographed by you. Dave Slusher. This is a long-standing one that I'm not even sure he's mentioned on Dog Days, but I know he has on Mad at Dad and Evil Genius Chronicles. I want to go see him do karaoke at Rascals, but that one will happen, but it's been on my list for a while. David Jacobs. I want to go to New Orleans and find the fried chicken place that you ate at and eat fried chicken. That sounded delicious. Grant, I'd like to go see one of your Mystery Science Theater shows when it comes back around. I wish I had thought about it when it came to Atlanta, but I just kind of zoned that one. Craig, Step, yours is kind of an odd one. One of your first couple this year, you talked about ordering something from a comic book, and I always wanted to do that, and I never did it. So I want to find some sort of a comic book that has something I can order out of it and do that. The childhood dream I've never fulfilled. Maybe I could find that. While Derek Coward, I would like to rummage through some of your comic books and listen to you tell me about your favorites. I love listening to your podcast when you talk about your comic books. You're just so into it, and I can tell how much you love it, so I'd like to hear some more of that. Let's see. Nutty, I would like to try Aikido, the way you talk about it and things like that. It sounds like it would give focus, and it sounds like a good thing to do with other people, which I'm not always good at that. So that is something I would like to try, which kind of along with that, I want to go rock climbing with Jules. What she talked about doing that, the indoor rock climbing, that sounded a lot of fun. So that would be my bucket list there, on my bucket list. Let's see, Tim Smith. I used to go pretty religiously to the gym and work out with a trainer, and I just kind of got busy with everybody else and let that fall to the side and haven't done it and haven't really taken care of me in that way lately. So I would really like to get back on that and get back in shape again. So thanks for talking about all your running and doing that. That encouraged me a lot. And the last one for tonight is Michael Butler. His was easy. Well, I thought about it when he was talking about how peaceful the peaceful the kayak was out on the ocean. I thought, oh, I'd like to do that. But then I realized, no, even with a life jacket, I'm not really a strong swimmer and don't feel like I need to do that. But I would like to go to San Francisco and eat a fish that he caught and cooked and have a fine tecate with him. And that is the end of my list for tonight. Hope everyone has a good night, and we will talk tomorrow. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.